Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Lamed, mitzvah 530, the second to last mitzvah in Parsha Shoftim. The last two mitzvahs here in the Parsha deal with Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse that's found between two cities. What are the halachas? What do you do? The type of ceremony that is done with the Egla. The Torah tells us, Ki matzei chalal ba'adama asher Hashem lokecha nosein lechal rishta. When you find a chalal, as we'll see, chalal means killed by a sword, not killed in any other way. Killed by a sword, that's the gzeras hakasa, that's the context. On the land, ba'adama asher Hashem lokecha nosein lechal rishta, the land that Hashem gives you, meaning only in Eretz Yisrael, nofel basadeh, lo noda mihikau, and you do not know who killed. If you know who killed, if you know somebody out there knows who killed, then these halachas don't apply. It's only if nobody knows. V'yatzu zekeinecha v'shoftecha u'madetu el ha'arim asher svivos echalal. The zekeinim and the shoftim, what does that mean? Zekeinim, zekeinim means members of the Sanhedrin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, Sanhedrin HaGadola. Rashi says, miuchadim shebezekeinecha. We're going to see that this mitzvah has both Sanhedrin and local Zekeinim that take part in it. So who does the medida, the measuring? That's Ziknei, Zekeinim of the Sanhedrin. Umadduel ha'arim esher svivos ha'chalal. They come in and measure. As we'll see, there are five of them. V'haya ha'ir ha'krova la'chalal. If they measure the city that's closest, v'lachu Ziknei ha'ir ha'hi. So the elders of that city, we just switched. Before it was Zekeinecha, now it's the Ziknei ha'ir ha'hi, Eglas Bakar, asher lo ubad ba. That it was hasn't been worked. Asher lo mashcha ba'ol, it never pulled a burden, a yoke. V'horidu zeknei ha'ir ha'hi. Again, it repeats. Now the zeknei of the Sanhedrin are finished. The zeknei are here. Go take the agal egla el nachal Eson to nachal Eson. What does nachal Eson mean? A strong nachal. What is Eson? Rashi kasha shalom ne'evad. Kasha, it's hard. It's right in Rashi and Sota says it's like a stone. It's a very hard surface. Nachal Eson. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam says it's a nachal with a very strong current of water. That's what it means, Eson, strong. Machlokas Rashi Rambam, what the exact case is. And you go there. You bring them down. Asher lo yaved bo v'lo yizareya. That has not been worked or planted. That's the second mitzvah related to Egla Rufa. But Hashem, we'll get to that next time. The Isser to be oved and zoreya in the Nachal Eson. Varfu shamas Egla manachal. And you break the neck of the Egla there in the Nachal. V'nikshu ha-kohanim b'nei Levi. And then the Kohanim come in. There's a lot of parties that take part in this ceremony. You have the Zekeinim of the Sanhedrin, you have the Zekeinim of the city, and then you have the Kohanim that come in. Kivam bachar Hashem alakecha l'shar sol l'varech b'shem Hashem, because they are the ones that serve Hashem and give a brach in the name of Hashem. V'yalpiyem yekariv v'chol nega, and according to them, they are involved in arguments. V'chol zekni ha'ir ha'hi akrovim alachalol yirchatzu asidehem. And then they wash their hands. They do a netilas yadayim out there in the nachla. V'yanu v'yamra, and then there's a kriya. Yadeinu lo shafchu es adam hazeh, ve'einenu lo ra'u. Our hands did not spill this blood. Ve'einenu lo ra'u, and we didn't see. What does that mean? We'll see the Chazal, the famous Chazal soon. Kaper l'amcha Yisrael asher padis Hashem. Hashem, please give kapara to this nation. It was our responsibility. We don't know who did it. V'yaltitein dam naki bekarav amcha Yisrael. And do not give over. Let innocent blood be spilled for nothing. V'ni kaper lahem adam. V'yata tevair hadam anaki mikirbecha. You shall remove the innocent blood being spilled. Mikirbecha kisaaseh hayashar be'inei Hashem. And you shall do good in the eyes of Hashem. Ad kan, that's the end of the many mitzvahs that we have discussed in Parsha Shoftim. So, we start off the mitzvah of Egla Arufa. Even before we do that, there is an entire sefer devoted to Egla Arufa, and that is by Rav Chaim Kanievsky called Nachal Eson. Nachal Eson. He writes in the Hakdama to the Sefer Nachal Eson that the Sefer Chassidim tells us, Ahov lecha es ha-mitzvah hadom elebeis mitzvah, she'en lo oskim. Love mitzvahs that nobody else is doing. Kigon, shatira mitzvah bezuya. If you see a mitzvah that is disgraced, o Torah, she'ein lo oskim, or Torah, a section of Torah that nobody's involved in. Kigon, shatira shebnei ircha lomdim moed v'seder nashim, tilmo seder kachim. Say the Sefer Chassidim, if you see a section of Torah, if you see a mitzvah that nobody's involved in, you do it, you pick it up. It's like a meis mitzvah. V'tekabel schar k'neged kulam, kim dugmas meis mitzvah osa mesechtes, v'osan halachas shebnei adam ein regilim bahem. Right? It's pick it up, just like a meis mitzvah needs to be buried, a portion of Torah has to be learned, and he says again in Os Kuf Hei, Kol Mitzvah Shein Lo Doresh Vein Mishi Yevakish Achareha Tidreshena Lefishi Kemeis Mitzvah Umitzvah Shein La Rod Fim Radof Achareha Las Osa, because the mitzvah is Mekatregas Vomeres Kama Garua Anochi Shinesalamti Mikol V'chol, I'm terrible. Right, it's terrible. Nobody's fulfilling me, says the Sefer Chassid, and that's why we have a chiyuv to be involved in it. And the Chafetz Chaim says the same idea in the Maamar Torah, Torah Or, which we've quoted from in the past. That is the Hakdama of the Chafetz Chaim to Seder Kachim. It's an Hakdama to Asifa Sakenim, which is the collection of Achronim on Seder Kaddishin that the Chafetz Chaim put together. He says there that every person has a chiyuv to do every single mitzvah in the book. Every asay, every los asay, and if not, they have to learn about it. And they have to, if they don't have the ability to fulfill it, because the learning about it will help fulfill it. Considered ki'ilu, says the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Egla Rufa is a meis mitzvah, literally. Egla Rufa is a mitzvah that nobody's involved in, it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, nobody's being osek in it. Asuki shmai saliba tehelchasa, and therefore he says, when I was younger, I put my heart, samti libi bez Hashem, levara halacha zua shelegla rufa ad kami shiadam agas. And I did it, why? Ki ein lanu al zeharbe mi rishonim achronim. There are so many questions and sfeikas and sugyas that we could talk about. So I considered it a mitzvah. She'ein lo doresh, harbe yagati bo. I put a lot of yagin amal into this. I spoke to the Chazon Ish, my relative about it. As we know, the Rav Chaim Kanievsky's father was the stipler, who was the brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. It was his uncle. V'harbe dvarim shedibarti to'o, and many, I quote the Chazon Ish here. Either way, that's why Baruch Hashem we're zochet to have the Sefer Nachal Eisan, and it's 17 prakim, all about everything you wanted to know about Egla Arufa, but didn't know there was a Sefer about it. It's right here in the Nachal Eisan. So the Sefer HaChinuch mentions, and we'll do as much of the Nachal Eisan as we can if we have some time. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitz Tavinu Barifas Egla Banachal Eisan. We are commanded to do the ceremony of Egla Arufa in the Nachal Eisan. Pirish Eisan, Shemeimav Shotvim B'Chazaka. So he quotes the Rambam's explanation, not Rashi. That the place where the water flows very strongly. Ve'inyan ha-mitzvahu, kishen nimsa basada o baderach harug, v'lo noda mihiko. If we find an anonymous corpse, u'kamo sheba beforash bakasuv, al zeh nemar, kimaseh chalul, and you do the entire section, the entire parsha. You go down, you do the medida, there's the medida, then there's the yurida, then there is the arifa, right? You go down, you measure, you go down, then you do the Arifa, then you have the Netilas Yadayim, then you have the Kriyas HaPsukim. It's a lot of different parts to this mitzvah. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. What's the message behind this mitzvah, says the Sefer HaChinuch? Kidei, she yis orer leiv kal ha'am, that the nation is awakened. When they see the great Zakenim, first of the Sanhedrin that come down, then they see the Zakenim of the city, the greatest rabbis of the city go down and deal with this calf. The Yichu Parashi Behema Gedola, they take this cow. Cow is the biggest animal, bigger than a sheep and a goat. They take a large animal. It makes a roshem. The Yelchu Ba'asifa Ubahamon, Shakol Chafetzim Leros Inyanim Eila El Michutz La'ir. And everybody wants to see what's going on here. They see this cow being taken out by the greatest rabbis, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. They're walking with this cow outside to the middle of the city. What is going on here? So it gets their attention. And Ulakol Arifa saw, and as they do the Arifa, Yecherdu Kol HaShomim. It's to awaken and scare people. Oh my goodness, do I know anything about it? Am I covering anything up? Am I hiding any information? It will inspire people to make sure that they give over and they let everybody know if they know anything about the murder. V'yis orer ra'ayonam al ha'davar. V'chol ha'yodea b'davar miyad yehemel vavo. V'ta'ir machshav aso lahagid mashu yodea lefnei hazakenim. It will awaken them. And through this, we will be able to find the rotschim, to find those who bring evil to society, and root them out. Umilvar hayedia, and besides knowing this, yesh to'elas rav, b'maisa hagadol hazeh laharos, ulafarsim alam persim gadol, you want it to be mafarsim, because you want to make sure that the rotseach is taken care of. So that is number one. The simple interpretation of the mitzvah is that the people should be awakened. On a deeper level, many of the Bali Musar, we'll talk about this B'Hashem soon, also note the Rashi in Parshas Vayigash, where Rashi discusses that the Agolos that were sent back by Yosef could also be reread Egla, switch around the Nekudos, the The last sugya that Yosef and Yaakov had been studying was the sugya of Egla Arufa. Why Dafke Egla Arufa? And Yaakov, that's why V'tchi Ruach Yaakov Aviyam, he was excited, he got alive. Once he saw that Yosef was still involved in Egla Arufa. What's Egla Arufa about? It's about mutual responsibility. It's about taking care of the fellow Jew. About taking responsibility for what happened. That's what Yosef was telling Yaakov. I'm still part of the Klal, I'm part of the Tzibur. Egla Arufa. That's what Yaakov was teaching Yosef, and that's another message besides the one that Sefer HaChinuch says as well. The Nitziv, not the Nitziv here, but the Nitziv in Parshas Pinchas, in the beginning of Pinchas, notes that these laws, we have just been talking about many laws that relate to Milchama. The Israel being scared in Milchama, and the Mitzvah Meshuach Milchama, and Milchemes Rishus, and even Shiva Amamin, and even Bal Tashchis, was in the context of Milchama, and now we have two Mitzvahs of Egla Arufa. Stuck in the middle. Why? Because if you look at the beginning of Parshas Kisetze, and it's 74 Mitzvos, we also have Dini Milchama. We have the Mitzvah of Yifas Tomar. So what is Egla Arufa doing here right in the middle of Milchama? So the Nitziv says a similar idea, similar question could be asked. Why does Pinchas, at the beginning of Pinchas, why is he zochet to get a bris shalom? A bris shalom after he was mekane. He stands up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Nitziv, Ubishvil, ki teva ha-maisa sha'asa Pinchas, la-harug nefesh biyado, ha-yanosein la-hashir b'leiv hergish az gam acharkach. We are influenced, and the Sefer HaChinuch says always, Achreya pu'ulos dimshachos halavavos. We're influenced by the actions that we're involved in. And if we're involved, even the Maisa Pinchas was a great mitzvah. But if you're involved in killing, that affects a person. So that Pinchas wouldn't negatively be affected by the act that he had to do, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him a special promise. Avo basher hayu l'shem shamayim, mishamachi ba habracha, sheitamid benachas ubemidas hashalom, v'lo yehei zeh ha'inyan l'pukas slave. And it won't affect him. Right? We shouldn't be affected by what we're involved in. So, said the Mefarshim explained, the same idea could be said right over here. In the middle of war, right? War, life could become cheap in war. Even if somebody is in war for the right reasons. That is a Mechametz Mitzvah or Mechametz Rishus for the right reasons. But still, we're affected by it. So right in the middle of Hilchas Milchama, the Torah puts Egla Rufa. Realize the value of every life. And any singular Jew, that's even the anonymous Jew, that you don't know anything about, some of the Zakenim of the greatest Sanhedrin in the world today. Sanhedrin HaGadol has to send people to get involved. And then the greatest Zakenim of the city have to be involved. Right? Because we have to realize that life is infinitely valuable and every moment of life is infinitely valuable and we can't lose that perspective even while we are within war. So that's why the juxtaposition of Egla Arufa is right here in the middle of the war. Good, let's get to many, many halachas. Let's do the chinuch first, and then we'll get to the sefer, the minchas chinuch. Midini mitzvah. All the halachas of Egla Arufa are mentioned in the end of Sota, Memhei. Yerushalayim, Einem Evi Egla Arufa. Yerushalayim, if there is an anonymous corpse outside of Yerushalayim, and Yerushalayim is the closest city, so an Egla Arufa is not brought from Yerushalayim. Lefisha Ne'amar Bazeh, because it says, Bo Adama Asher Hashem Lo Kecha Nosin Lach, on the land that Hashem gave you, for Yerushalayim Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. And Yerushalayim was not split up into Shvatim, right? It was not an international city, but an intershaved city. It's Lo Nischalka L'Shvatim. It belongs to the entire Jewish people. Yes, this is not totally true. It is true, but there's other elements. We know that the Shvatim did split up the cities, even Yerushalayim. Right? The Gemara tells us in Masechta Zvachim that Yehuda and Binyamin's border went right through the Beis HaMikdash. And the east side was in Yehuda, east south side, and the northern west side was in Binyamin. The entire Mizbeach was in Shevet Binyamin. Yehuda had the Lishkas HaGazis, right, the northeast where the Sanhedrin sat. But the border went right next to the Mizbeach, and that's why the Gemara even says that there was no Yesod, no base on the Mizbeach on the east side and on the south side. Right, it only went a little bit. It was on the entire north, the entire west, and a little bit on the northeast and a little bit on the southwest, but the rest of the south and east side did not have a yesod. Why? Because the Unkelus tells us that the entire Mizbeach has to be in Binyamin. Binyamin Ze'ev Yitraf, he's like a wolf who grabs the karbanos and he gets it all. So you see, it is Nischalkel Shvatim. So the Rishonim are mechalik between different aspects, the different elements. Dine Mamanis element, Isser Veheter, Kedusha element, but In a sense, at least for the halacha of Egel Arufa, we do not look at it as if it's split up, and therefore you cannot bring an Egel Arufa on behalf of Yerushalayim. V'chein, in Nitsa Samach L'Sfar, if there is found next to a border, the border of Israel. So we could assume that the murderer is outside. Ola ir sharuba gayim, or to a city that is mostly non-Jews, Amivi and Egla. You don't have to bring an Egla, you're not allowed to. Shachazaki, shagayim hargu. You don't have to assume ir sharuba gayim. Interestingly, the Minchas Chinuch here discusses, do you need rov? Do you need rov gayim? What if it's some? If you look in the language of the Rambam says, the Minchas Chinuch quotes this in Os Yud, he says, Im nimsa samach la'ir sheyesh ba gayim, that they have non-Jews in it, ein modedim, you don't have to measure. So the Chinuch says, dafka rov. The Rambam says, no, right, even some. He says, if you look in the Mishnah says rov, like the Sefer HaChinuch. Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Mishnah, nira dafka sharuba gayim, deslina basaruba, right, so the Rambam, though, that quotes Yeshba, right, that is a little more difficult to understand where he got that from. But the Chinuch has Rov Gaim, Emavit Egla, Shechazaki, Shagaim Hargu. Weiter, Hayushab Shtei Ayaros. Next halacha, what if there are two cities, one is closer than the other one, but the one that's a little further away has more people? Yeshba Ribuy Anashim Yosem and Akrova. So says the Sefer HaChinuch, that's the principle of Ruba Vakarov Halach Achar Harov. If you have majority versus closer, you go after the rov. Afalpi, the chiddush continues. Sherov v'karov shneim de'oraisa. Even though they're both de'oraisa, klomar shatorah titzavenu lachush al hakarov al harov. Harov adif. The rov wins. Some suggest that the svara for rov v'karov halach acharov is that even though both of these help solve the problem, they solve it in different ways. Rov, according to Achronim, according to Rebbe Elchanan, rov is called a birur. It's mevarer the suffix. I'm not sure. So rov tells me I'm allowed to assume that vadai, this is exactly where it came from. Karov is more of an umdana. It's more of a, even an umdana, a hachra. Hachra means I'm still not sure. Just because it's close doesn't mean it came from here. But this is what the Torah says to do in this type of suffix, right? Birur versus hachra. Two ways to understand solutions that the Torah gives us in cases of suffix. Holchen, right, Savi Daraisa L'chumra. Does that mean Vadai? No, I'm not sure, but this is what we do. Hamoz Mechaber Olavaraya. Is that Vadai or is that suffix? By each case of suffix, you have to ask this. But that's how some suggest why Rov beats Karov, because Rov is a Birur, while Karov is a Hachra. Mehechan Modedin, Viter, where do you measure from? Mechot Moshel Harug. From the nose of the Harug, if he's lying down. Big discussion whether that impacts in terms of how we define life. You go by the nose, breathing, brain connection to the body, the whole brain death issue. This halacha comes from the Gemara is one of the sources that is discussed in that context. V'dini harifasa shuba kofetz, how harifa is done, it's gone from the back. Rechitzas yadayim. All the other halachas are mentioned there in Maseches Sota. Next paragraph. V'noheg mitzvazu be'eretz Yisrael. Bizman shehi b'yishuva. The mitzvah applies in Eretz Yisrael when we are there. V'chein be'eber hayardein. It also Eber hayardein, special makar that is quoted in the Gemara. The Minchas Chinuch notes when it says b'yishuva, the Minchas Chinuch in the beginning, in Os Aleph and Os Beis, he assumes that it's not dafka b'yishuva when we have a Sanhedrin. You don't need a Sanhedrin in the Lishkas Hagazis for this halacha. For Dini Nefashis, you do. But for Egla Arufa, where you're killing the cow, you're not killing a person, he assumes, doesn't matter, they don't have to be there. As long as you have a Sanhedrin. Even if after the Sanhedrin left Yerushalayim, and went to Yavne, and went to Tzipori, and went to all the other places up north, Hoshea, right, so all those places, that's it. You could still do halachas of Egla Rufa even then. Kan Yalfinan says the Minchas Chinuch, Tetzrichim Dayanim Mibezen Agado, Aval Azeti Yutzrichim Leishebim Komam, Lo Nimsa Limud. Al Kain Becholes, Noeh Egla Rufa, Apapi, Shein Yoshim Bim Komam, Kain Yir Apashud, that's the Minchas Chinuch. Good. Continuing. V'chiyuv ala zacharim v'yoser agdolia ir. This obligation, the mitzvah, is upon the men, who are the zakenim and the gedolim. Ukenin shakasa v'liknei ziknei ha'irahu. Hahi. Umash amr. This is what we said already, but he explicates it. Umash amr akasuf tchiva v'yatzu zakenecha v'shoftecha. Al ziknei Yerushalayim umadaber. The zakenim of the bezin agadol go out, and they do the measuring. And the halacha is, as we'll see also with Hashem next time, measuring has to be done, even if it's obvious. Even if it's obvious, there's a mitzvah of medida. That is what the Gemara says. Even if it's clear which city is closest, they still have to go and measure it. Maybe it's to get the effect of the Sanhedrin HaGadol, a number of their members out here. The Aleh Mitzvah's Medida. And then the Ziknei Ya'ir do everything else. Mitzvah El Ha'egla, Berechitzas Yadayim, Vekriyas Ozan Aksuvim, Shenamar, Yodenu Lo Shafchu, Et Adam Einenu Lo Ra'u. Klomar, what does it mean now? The Chazal that Rashi quotes, but it's right here. What does it mean that we didn't kill him? Of course, we think the greatest rabbis killed him. No, Klomar, Lo Bali Yodenu HaNerag, Upatranu Belo Mazonos. We didn't have the victim, and we didn't let him out without food. We gave him food to eat. We didn't not walk him out. We didn't see him. We have no idea where this person came from. So the big question is, what is the Gemara comparing here? Not walking somebody out to killing them. Is that really true? And this comparison is even a basis of the halacha. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudalad of Hilchas Avel. That's where the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah zasei d'rabanan to do all the mitzvahs spin out on lachavero. Levakar cholim, lanachem avelim, lahotzi ameis, lalavos orchim, v'laso kol psar tzorchi akfura, l'sameachas and v'chala, all of these. The Rambam says, even though they're all d'rabanan, but they're all included in v'hatzal recha kamocha. Then the Rambam says, which is the greatest? Which is the best? Biker cholim, which is the best? Levayas orchim. Schalavaya meruba al hakol. Walking a guest out is the greatest of all of these. V'hu achok shechakako Avraham Avinu v'derach hacheset shenagba. That's what Avram did. Ma'achil over idrachim, umashke osam, umilave osan. And he was milave them. And it's even greater than having them in. Levaya agdola hachnasas archem, yakbalas panay hashchina, v'levayam yosem yachnasasan. And kol mishena milave kilu shofech damim. That's right here. That's the source. Right, so where does that come from? Why is that? So there's an amazing Maharal, the Maharal in Sota, on Daf Mem Vav. And the Nesiva Shalom also discusses this Maharal in Parshas Vayigash. The Maharal says, just not letting him out is gonna make him die. So other Achronim say, maybe it means that you show him that people like him and he's able to stand up for himself, or the potential murderers see that he has food and he has a lot of friends, so they won't attack him. Says the Maharal, no. If I walk him out, then I give him the siyata d'shmaya of a tzibur. He's not a yachid. And that extra protection is what could protect him in the future. If I don't walk him out, he's only a yachid. A yachid doesn't have as much hashkacha, divine protection, as a tzibur does. And that's why it's considered shvichas damim if I don't do even that basic levaya. That's what the Maharal says in Chidushi Agados in Sota on Daf Mem Vav Mebeis. Hayachid ain't a love shmira. Rak misha makusha l'rabim, yesh a love shmira mikoch harabim. And that's levaya. Shemelavim oso megalam bezek lapi shmaya she'inenu yachid ela makusha l'o yehudim. And that's another deep message of Egla Rufa. There's a lot more halachas here, but Hashem will be able to pick up with them next time.